JBM. JBM, the baddest blood clot podcast in the whole entire nation.
Sound the big thing. Fly the eagle. Get the Navy.
Get the Navy. Yeah. What's up, bro?
I'm well, brother. Happy holidays once again.
That is correct.
And happy holidays to all the listeners on this, who'll be hearing out this wonderful podcast.
That is true. It's crazy because a lot of people didn't live to see this.
Yeah, you know, we got to, I think, take in consideration the gratefulness of just being able to wake up and see possibly a new year coming. And we're not even there yet. So yep. We could say possibly in good motion.
This podcast is about the small things in life. Yes. And I didn't mention that. Because, like, a lot of people look forward, and we look forward. This podcast is about moving forward, moving in a positive mindset. Sometimes, not all the time. We have bullshit that happen. But
I think one thing those who listen to this and know us on even a more greater level will know is even while those things happen, you just have to have the right mentality of how to, what we would call it, let's say, filter through that bullshit and come back to the big picture so you could stay focused and stay level. And we know life happens. So there's not going to be a moment of like a picture perfect 365 days, guys. You're going to deal with possibly 300 days of good shit and who knows, 200 days of what the hell is going on here. The key is you keep your eyes on the prize and you stay motivated and positive.
Yeah. It's a lot that goes into that.
Absolutely.
It's like a lot of times you forget what the small things are. Sometimes you forget what your motivations are. Sometimes you forget about the things that we're reminding people about right now, like just living is a big deal. Like anybody who's alive right now could change their lives in 2 seconds if they wanted to. You know what I mean?
And people, and there we go again. And absolutely the same message we're going to say maybe throughout this whole podcast. If you are alive right now, you pretty much should be happy, smiling, clapping, looking at yourself in the mirror and say, yo, I made it. I am here. And that already is like a win on its own. That's an achievement on its own going into the back end of 2021.
Especially if you're healthy, bro. There's people who are alive and happy but have one arm. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. We have to learn every day to be very grateful and very gracious with all that we have, because we might want, but instead we should be looking at what we have, and what we already need. And that's the truth,
like,
of it.
How do you, like, some people, like, they don't take the time, including myself, to realize what you really have until it's fucking gone.
You know, absolutely. And with possibly, I would say, the exception to this clause being, unfortunately, like an unwanted death or losing a family member, all the other things we really just kind of just take for what it is until it's really fully gone. And then you're like, oh, well, maybe I should have treated that particular area different or spend that time a different way or so on, you know. And that's absolutely true. I think what we have to learn is how do we create a better balance between what we really need to do versus what we think we want to do.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Because like before someone lose their legs, yo, walking and talking and running and stuff is normal. But like,
oh, normal, easiest thing in the world, right? Exactly. You know, but before somebody gets paralyzed from down under, from a car accident, or God forbid, you know, one of our great heroes. And, you know, if any armed servicemen or servicewomen is listening to this podcast, thank you so much for what you do for our country, you know, every single day, every single moment. You know, they've been ones who have lost limbs, lost, senses, they've lost physical and both mental, injuries. And then here we go. And they did all that for the name of just our freedoms and our country. And you know, if when you now look at them and see what they go through, you only could wish that you could give them back all that they had prior to doing all that. Can you hear me, Ricky? Did I lose you, bro? Can't hear nothing, unfortunately.
Check, check, check.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that, King. All right, so basically, I don't know if this recording from the previous time, we're going to figure it out in a little bit, but we had some technical difficulties. We had a badass podcast wishing everybody Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas and letting everybody know that we appreciate life, and then also kind of summarize that, like, so a lot of people don't understand what we mean by appreciating life, because, like, not just celebrating the victories, but also just realizing that you have an arm and a leg and a limb. But then someone called and cut my phone off, which is a live podcast, so technically, you know, our host, our Gazaman, Andy, is anywhere he is right now. I don't know where, but
I'm here, if you can hear me. Yeah.
No, meaning like you're somewhere. You're not hosted in the studio, and I'm not either. This is a live Bloodcleat screen.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, we do this stuff at the whim of the moment. It's 100% unfiltered and 100% just organic, straight, unfiltered content. And that's what makes this stuff so amazing.
But yeah, like, so somebody call me and then cut the fucking line off. I'm sorry. I said fuck. Don't ever say that. But anyways, the whole point of this podcast is just to say, like, man, what a fucking time we have. You know, like, you got to give thanks. And that's what we're talking about before the shit cut off.
And I think that kind of proves our point of how quick things could shift and throw you a curveball, even while in the middle of us even acknowledging something as great as that. So, lo and behold, our point has been proven in the middle of actually doing the darn podcast.
Yeah. Like, a big thing that I was thinking about when I said it before it cut off was, like, you don't know what you have until you fucking lose it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I bring, like, simple shit in there, not just, like, oh, you have a great job, or you have a great income, or you have this great car, you got this great person. Like, I mean, like, small things, like eating, or like,
basic walking,
legs, arms, limbs.
I don't know if you heard what I was saying, too, because I don't know, I guess you got your call, but I was trying to thank the armed servicemen and servicewomen, you know, who hear us out, and, you know, and remember that they normally have almost everything possibly before they go to the front line. And God forbid, you know, they risk themselves for our freedoms every day, for our wonderful country, and for us as, you know, great citizens to have our freedoms. And they either come back, either a combination of both mentally and or physically wounded. And we only could wish you could turn back the hands of time for them, because look how great their cause is. And once again, for those listening who have served our country or who are serving, thank you extremely. We can't even put how much thanks we could give you. Ladies and gentlemen, both, of how much you guys do. So thank you.
100%. I used to work with all military folks. I mean, not everybody's straight cut, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's a sacrifice. It's an organization to protect their freedom, you know?
Absolutely. And exactly. It might not be super straight cut, but the big picture is there, is to serve the country and protect our wonderful American values. And, you know, anybody I've met throughout the years, you just try and thank them. But there you go. A lot of them come back and things are not normal for them.
Not only that, but, like, fighting war is one thing. And I'm not going away from, like, that, like, fighting a physical war and making sure that is a firm boundary between our beliefs, the things that are right with our country, and protecting our individuals that are here. But also, we also, as citizens, fight war on our own. We fight our own war going to Walmart, going to Target, going to Publix, going to fucking traffic, going on I-4. I mean, or I, whatever you guys call it, you know what I mean? Like, we fight our own war in society, yo, because we are part of society and we influence others. Like, look at kids. They look up to us to do what's right, you know? Like, we could make a bad decision and influence a lot of people today in this world.
It's absolutely true. And I think another war people are fighting on another end is maybe the war with social media, given its influential power. So that goes back full circle again. You know, you could utilize its influence for some positivity if it's the right messages, or not so much positivity if it's the not so right message, you know. And once again, influence is a big factor in these things. And I think what we must focus on as human beings is try to focus on what really is, like we said in the beginning, from the original portion of the podcast, what really one could learn, which is what really is necessary versus what really isn't that necessary, but more of an optional thing to do in terms of either the time we spent and how we should prioritize things that we either think we want and need, but versus what we really just need and should just be already grateful for. Because there we go, that the line is extremely thin, the boundary is extremely thin between all those things.
Yeah, it is. It is, and is, you know, like people sometimes you know we lose sight of what is here now and what we should appreciate now because we're so focused on moving forward.
Absolutely, and for me, it's like
honestly, like think about it, yo. Like there's a lot of people that don't have good family. Small portion of things, you know, like people with good family probably don't even think that. They just think about like, okay, I need a good job, I need a good career, I need a good, you know, mate, I need a good car.
I need a newer car, or I need to buy some better clothes right now for my job interview that I'm about to take.
Also, I need to go to this place, I need to shape up, I need to be impressive, or whatever the case is, whatever you like. I need a new boat, I need a new fucking fire pit. I need a new dog. I don't know. But like when you realize really like there's a lot of people that can't even walk on their own streets without worrying about getting shot or robbed.
Yeah. Safety, security, both internally and externally are things that we can take for granted.
Yeah, you see on like there's countries that don't even have water.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's not just even drinking water, guys. That's water in general as a source to do your daily things that you think you need water for in general, prior to even the issue of just drinking water coming into the equation.
So with that said, bro, like, I'm guilty of this. Like, I'm talking, but I'm still guilty because, like, I never really take the time to really, like settle down and realize this shit. Because even though I'm saying it, sometimes, like, my ego gets the best of me, bro. Like I'm saying it, but like it's different because like you say it because you acknowledge it, but do you really feel it? Do you really feel like it's a thing? Like you need to stop and just say, "Hey, holy shit, this is real."
I got it. Exactly.
Just appreciate it. Like, literally just sit down one day and just say, holy shit, like, look at your life.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest with you, brother. I've done it a couple times to just remind myself where my timeline is. But I'll be real. Yesterday at Christmas morning, it hit me full circle. I was a bit emotional Christmas morning. I missed a couple of my family members, but I also looked around and just said, I don't need nothing. Like I was telling you the other day when I called you, I think you called me, I don't need nothing. I even told all my family members, I told everybody around me as well, including yourself, I don't need nothing. And it's because that same reason, I really feel like I got so much abundance and so much great things around me. And these great things you cannot really buy with money anyway. I have have the best people, the best, just bring me the best energy with smiles and laughs and just greatness with them that you feel like you cannot lose in anything you do. You know, my dad is the best person I've known. You know, they say not all heroes wear capes. He's the man that inspired me every single day ever since I've taken on my full-fledged career to go in every day and kick a lot of asses because of him. He's the hardest working dude I know, and he is the absolute inspiration to a lot of the things that drives me. And I told him that yesterday, and I kind of broke up, you know, just giving him a hug for Christmas. And I just wanted him to just know that.
Bro, and that's
my hitting point yesterday.
The thing is that a lot of people, that takes a lot, you know, that takes a lot, because I'm telling you this because it took me a second there to realize what I'm actually thinking. Like it takes a lot to really process those thoughts just to like separate yourself from everything else around you and just understand what you have.
Yeah.
And appreciate it and just take the time to appreciate it.
And what I will say in addition to that is people should be giving them credit as well. Self-love, self-worth, self-credit, and to appreciate what they are capable of doing as well. That's because that that also should require your own self-praise. We're not trying to sound and tell everybody, get into your egos and get into your pride. No, we're talking about really give yourself honest goodness credit of saying, man, I worked this hard for this long, and it's because of that hard work of me, I could do this for myself, my family, my loved ones. I could provide, I could pay bills, I could do things, I have the ability of organizing and cultivating things. Yeah. You know, these are things that people, I think, we all sometimes take for granted. But if you go out there, not possibly 90% of the world might not even have that kind of just, I can't even call it buying power, but just even power of the ability of doing so, where, you know, it might be a combination of them having the lack of money and possibly the lack of resources available to pull those same things off at the end of the day.
Yeah, bro. There's people who have everything that we're working so hard to achieve that's not happy. And that's what my last podcast was about. It's like, sometimes we got to tone it down and realize, like, pushing.
You also want to ask them, what the fuck are you sad about? You got everything that everyone wished they could be in your hands, and you're still, you know, moping around and feel like everything is wrong when you got so much greatness and so much goodness in front of you. And all you should do is just cherish it, be satisfied, and spread just great positive energy, and even try to inspire others to do the same thing in a good light. Exactly. At the end of the day.
Like, it's good when you take the time to realize where you are, how far you come, and what you can accomplish and stuff like that. But it's also important to realize, like, a more of a humble self understanding of, like, how people are living versus how you're living and what you have. And it's not a comparison. It's more so like, we have our feet, we have our eyes, we have our ears, we could see, we could have kids, you know what I mean? We're able to go to the store, we're able to purchase things. Some of us are living paycheck to paycheck, but even that is a blessing, because people don't have paychecks nowadays. You get what I'm saying?
1,000%. Some people don't even have an expendable income or even cash to rely on. They are given fixed spending based on their own situation or whatever loss of job they've unfortunately hit, or have no spending power whatsoever, and has relied on the necessities of either loved ones, a shelter, or other, you know, possible semi-resourceful things.
And that's one problem, but like, just having like family who is able to help you, it's another problem, because a lot of people don't have anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget
not just good family, bro. We get a test. It is having good and great friends, people you can rely on your circle to check on you, motivate you, you know, being in the game for the tough times, and just not just the good times, but the tough times. I mean, I don't want to go all crazy on this podcast, but I'll be real. The host of this podcast, and I'll say this for my record on this podcast, is a great, great human being. And for those who listen to this band, he is the absolute best, because we have been beyond just friends, I would say, for double, I don't know what now, we lost count, but like what, 15 years now. Yeah. So we talk about having good friends or great friends or people who are now elevated past friends. These two people on the chat, I easily could say stand for that.
Yeah. It's about 15. We've been through a lot of bullshit and a lot of good times and a lot of other times. But yeah, for sure, bro. I mean, my circle is very small.
Our circle is the tightest. And we'll tell this to everybody listening. The tighter your circle, the higher quality it is. And those are the right people that you need to gel and mesh with. Those are the people that you want to see when you win. And you hope to either hear from or know that they'll support you in the tough times. Because one, they're genuine, they're honest, and they're loyal, most importantly.
Can I say something that's kind of like weird?
What's up?
That sounds very sexual.
Hey, people don't realize good friends are quite attractive. Mm-hmm. hey, that's why we do these podcasts, everybody. You don't know what's going on.
So we just want to say a couple points just to kind of wrap it up. I'll say one, you say one, maybe.
Yes.
I gotta think, because the first thought, it's not always the best, but my first thought is just to kind of like, one, please, guys, just realize that, like, even when times are tough, even when times are good, there's a like an in between line. Just to appreciate, just to take a step back. Whether you're bad, whether you're down, or whether you're up, just to step back for a second and just realize that, like, we're not living here. We're not here forever, yo. Like, people die around us all the time. Like, we don't know what tomorrow. Like, I'm talking about this, but I might die tomorrow. Who knows? There's shit that happens, like freak accidents. There's age, there's cancer, there's everything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I work around dead people every day of the week. Like, I see people die. That's my job.
Yeah, there's car accidents, you know, guys. There's every day you walk outside that house is a risk. And that's what we're trying to say. And that's why it's so critical and crucial to make the most and be happy and appreciate every single day and every single moment.
Every single day, bro. And then with that said, it's just like, if you find someone in your life that makes you really happy, if you find like the time to just take and to appreciate like the people around you, yo, like it will be a lot beneficial for you to understand that. Like if you go through life and there's someone in your corner, you know what I mean, that makes you feel the way you feel and you never really appreciate them, then now's the time to take the time just to kind of step back and to say, hey, you know what? You know, I really like you. You know, I appreciate everything you've done. Whether it's your dad, your uncle, your aunt, your significant other, whoever, the dog that you call son or daughter, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just
1,000%. Life is too short to not tell the things or people that you have in around, even family or friends, that you don't appreciate them. When you think that you should say that and you don't, say it. Because many times, those are the people who need to at least hear it once in a while to at least let them be reminded that they're just doing such a great job and they are valued at the way you value them at the end of the day. Because we're humans. We all need that balance. We all need that at times. And, you know, like how you said, you know, one thing for people to take away. If there's one thing I could tell every listener here before we get into the full 2022 is remember the smallest drop of light will automatically shine in the darkest of rooms. So if you are in a current situation that is just, you know, not the greatest, you know, it's going to change. All those are temporary. You're going to be able to change that. Just keep the right mentality, keep the right mindset, and keep looking at the better days ahead and the better goals ahead. We lose your Ricky.